WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, Richmond Independent Radio. Hey, it's Josh here with Edge of Americana. No Otto tonight. Otto is off being a businessman. He's got his tie on, no doubt. Pinky ring, snifter brandy. And you just heard Eric Walters and Why Do Your Folk. And tonight I'm going to try and make up for all of the contemporary qualities of last week's show. I'm going to keep it real old-timey, real bluegrassy. So give me a call if there's something you want to hear that's real old-timey and real bluegrassy. The number is 804-649-9737. You can go online to WRIR.org to see what it is that I'm playing. And we're going to start off. We've already started with Eddie Edcock and Don Reno, so let's get back to it.
Lie down. Whiskey and beer. Pretty women, don't trouble my mind. If whiskey don't kill me, I live a long time. I'll go up some dark holler. I set up my still. I'll make you for a $2 bill.
And old Eli filled with hate put a curse on the entire town.
Can't you hear when the moon is bright and clear from time to time?
It's old Eli dragging chains
and moaning people's names.
I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine. I was walking the high road late last night. The stars were out and the moon was bright. For a half a mile, that awful sound came through the trees. It chilled my blood and it shook my knees. The kind of a thing that'd make a man run wild.
Can't you hear when the moon is bright and clear from time to time?
It's old Eli dragging chains
and moaning people's names.
He never thinks of mine. So if you leave town before I do, don't look back, I'm a-coming through. Packing my things and I'm going far away. Well, it's said that you can't run away from a curse. Maybe this time I'll be the first. There ain't nobody here gonna make me stay.
Can't you hear? when the moon is bright and clear from time to time.
It's old Eli dragging chains
and knowing people's names.
I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine. I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine. I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine.
Del McCurry Band with Eli Renfro from Celebrating 50 Years of Del McCurry, where they take old Del McCurry bands or Del McCurry songs that are now past their copyright anyway and re-recorded them. That originally was on the Sawmill album, recorded in 79. Buell Casey before that with Moonshiner from Buell Casey Sings and Plays. Bobby Harrison and Cullen Galleon before that with May I Sleep in Your Barn, Mister from Let Me Fall, Old Time Bluegrass. From Virginia, North Carolina border, and we started it with Eddie Adcock and Don Reno doing Bully the Town from the sensational twin banjos of Eddie Adcock and Don Reno. It's 7-Eleven, and you're just on Edge of Americana with me, Josh. Nothing but more traditional sound and stuff tonight, so give me a call if you want to hear something in particular, 804-649-9737. Let's get back to this. This is Byron Berline with the Dillards doing Crazy Creek.
Sweetheart,
calling. I hear her through the walls of time. Lord, send the angel for my darling and take her to that home on high. I'll wait my time out here on earth, love. You die, our love will bloom forever, darling. When we rest side by side, Lord, send the angel for my darling and take her to that home on high. I'll wait my time.
Make out your dinner, boys.
Man, I done eat so much now, I'm about to bust.
Well, just bring your chairs and let's go out in the yard where it's cool and have some music. What do you say?
Fine.
All right, let's play Hell Amongst the Yelling.
All right, bust down.
Boys, I'll have plenty of milk and butter now. My old cow come in the other day. Got the finest heifer calf you ever see. Well, boys, how's that down your way? Oh, mine ain't no good much. It just rains so much it can't work. Never seen so much rain in all my life. Ain't probably 2 days and a piece and nearly 3 weeks. You know, I told you I planted that back field over yonder in corn. And the fern or pecker woods is about to eat it up. I got some scarecrows over there, though, but don't seem to do much good. The old cow, she got in my bottom corn right in. Bugs has eat up my taters. Tried to get that fella to buy some barbed wire and he wouldn't do it. So what you gonna do now? Look like a lice is gonna eat up all my little old cotton too. Well, boys, when we get through playing this here tune, let's go out to the barn. I want to show you my pigs.
Ah, 7 foot Dilly. He just doesn't shut up ever. So, yeah, that's great. That was 7 foot Dilly and his Hot Pickles doing Hell Amongst the Yearlings. And before that, we had Arthur Smith featuring the McGee Brothers also doing Hell Amongst the Yearlings, but two different Hell Amongst the Yearlings, two different set of yearlings, I suppose. First one there, or the most recent one, came from 1001 Fiddle Tunes Volume 1, and then before that was from the Friends of Old Time Music concert series put on in the 1960s by the Folkways label. Before that, Bobby Hicks doing the Bill Monroe tune Scotland, the four fiddle extravaganza, and before that, Bill Monroe featuring Peter Rowan on the melody vocal doing The Walls of Time. And it's 7:25 here on Edge of Americana, and I want to let you know that WRIR is supported by Pine Street Barbershop in appreciation for support received from WRIR listeners and volunteers. Pine Street Barbershop is a full-service salon located in Oregon Hill at 334 South Pine Street, convenient from downtown and walking distance from VCU. Experienced, friendly professionals specialize in haircuts for men and women, color highlights, and a full line of products. You can call 804-878-4974 to schedule an appointment. And 2010 cooling assistance applications are now being accepted. Aid is available for those facing economic hardship. Now through Monday, August 16th, local departments of social services throughout the Commonwealth are accepting cooling assistance applications as part of the Virginia Department of Social Services Energy Assistance Program. To qualify for cooling assistance, the maximum gross monthly income for a one-person household is $1,174 before taxes and $2,389 for a household of four. Assistance is available until funds are depleted. To find your local Department of Social Services, visit www.dss.virginia.gov/local-agency. And it's hot out there. You probably know that. We're trying to keep you cool with the soothing sounds of old-time and bluegrass music. Hey, let's hear from String Bean, how about, huh? Does that sound like a good idea? Everyone want to hear String Bean? Well, you're going to hear him right now. This is him doing There'll Be Moonshining in Them Old Kentucky Hills, and then we'll follow that up with some Cousin Emmy with the New Lost City Ramblers.
Up in the eastern part of Kentucky, up there in the hills where I come from, there's always been moonshine all over up there. Look like every time they tear up one steel, there's always two to take its place. Now, there's a place over there called Ross's Creek. Now, Ross's Creek was a funny place. There's just one way you could get in there, and there wasn't no way you could get out. That is, you're a lawman. I'll never forget one time there's two revenue men come up there and ask my little brother, said, now, we take this road over the hill. Said, where would it take us to? My little brother says it'll take you to my Paul Steele, but it won't bring you back. He said, now, if you go down and show us where your Paul Steele is, we'll give you a dollar when we get back. My little brother said, you give me the dollar before you go, because when you go down there, you ain't coming back. Yeah, bright lights and Broadway, sunshine down in Dixie, there'll be moonshine in old Kentucky Hill. Golden Hill, beautiful hill, there'll be moonshine in old Kentucky Hill. Yeah, bright lights and Broadway, sunshine down in Dixie, there'll be moonshine in old Kentucky Hill. Sheriff, I was busy riding around his Tin Lizzie, though got duties to perform. But since my man's been elected, moonshine bound to be protected. I'll be moonshine of old Kentucky Hill. Golden Hill, beautiful hill, I'll be moonshine of old Kentucky Hill. Yeah, bright lights and Broadway, sunshine down to Dixie, I'll be moonshine of old Kentucky Hill. Moonshine in old Kentucky Hill. Yeah, bright lights and Broadway, sunshine down the Dixie, there'll be moonshine in old Kentucky Hill.
I wished I was in Bowling Green, sitting in my chair. One arm around my pretty little gal, the other around my dear. Hunting around my dear Bowling Green. Oh, good old Bowling Green. If you see that man of mine, tell him what's for me. If it was another gal, I will set him free. Yes, I'll set him free. Bowling Green.
This song is titled, The Wars Are Raging Poor Johnny, as old as the old Civil War was, the old one.
Oh, the war
good man I long to be with from morning till night. That's why I grieve before I told. May I go with you, Johnny, or home I love known. I'll shoulder up my rifle, I'll march to Mexico, and I'll follow my little Johnny wherever he may go. That's why I dream my poor soul. May I go with you, Johnny, or no, my love, no. Your waist is slender, and your fingers, they are small, and your cheeks are too rosy to fade a cannonball. That's why I greet my poor soul. May I go with you, Johnny, or home I love known. I know my waist is slender, and my fingers, they are small, but it would not change my countenance to see 2,000 pounds. That's why I greet my poor soul. May I go with you, Johnny, or home I love known. One hand upon his shoulder, and the other on his wrist. May I go with you, Johnny, or oh yes, my love, yes.
My father's all a-saying, my boy, I yeah. May God protect and guide you and lead you not in alone. Oh, bring his golden cowboy back to his native home. Made unfair and love life, that folks lay by my side. Tonight she promised faithful that she would be my bride. I kissed her away, our plain kiss was dim to my blue eyes. I'll never forget my darling girl, I love her till I die. Right side the streets of Amlin, I know that I am well. That cross the Rocky Mountain, more than any a brave old tell. I've seen the top of distant countries, for the ending on them was. Son of Virgin, my dear home, my mother's sweetest mind.
Cowboy, as sung by Frank Jenkins from DaCosta Waltz's Southern Broadcasters. Beautiful song there. Charlie Lowe before that with Tater Patch, and Pete Steele from Eastern Kentucky with The War's Ragin' for a Johnny from Pete Steele, Banjo Tunes and More. Cousin Emmy before that with the New Lost City Ramblers doing Bowling Green from classic old time music from Smithsonian Folkways. And we started it with String Bean, There'll Be Moonshining in Them Old Kentucky Hills, from Barnyard Banjo Pickin'. String Bean, one of the more sad and kind of just tragic stories in old-time bluegrass music in terms of the way he died. Talked about it before on this show, but he was just kind of murdered over a very small sum of money that people didn't even find. Bad news, indeed. This is D-Stone, and there's Melody Hillbillies right here. This is called Mountain Swing. Let's get on back to it. You can give me a call, 804-649-9737, if you'd like.
The lonesome road that winds down the trail of broken hearts is my fate to travel forevermore. The road is rough and long, and the pleasures are none. Down this lonesome road I'll travel forevermore.
This week on State of the Reunion, we go to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., but not the Washington you see on C-SPAN with the politicians and bureaucrats, but the real city, a place that has a sound, culture, and flavor all its own. This week on State of the Reunion.
State of the Reunion airs on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM this Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. and online at WRIR.org.
The fabulous Buzz Busby and his Bayou Boys giving us The Lonesome Road from King Record, Going Home. Before that, Luke Hynite's Ozark Strutters with There's No Hell in Georgia from Echoes of the Ozark Volume 1 from County Records. And the Rome Mountain Hilltoppers started us off with Rattle Trap, Joe Birchfield playing the fiddle. All the other Birchfields involved from their album Down Home. If you want to see the Birchfields, what I would do is get yourself to any number of Fiddler's conventions that have been going on or are going on, because they're a staple at many of them, and they're always entertaining to watch. You're listening to the Grinnell Giggers right now with the Duck Shoes Rag. Also from Echoes of the Ozark, this time Volume 2. Coming up in, a minute or so, we'll hear about Casey Jones. First, we're going to hear an instrumental version of Casey Jones from Ed and Hammond's. And then we're going to hear Wilmer Watts and his Lonely Eagles sing about it. You can give me a call, 804-649-9737. This is Edge of Americana. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia.
Come all of you round us now if you want to hear. This is a story about the brave engineer. Casey Jonesy was a roundup name on a 6-8 wheeler, boys, he wanted a thing. Caller called Casey at a 4:30. Kissed his wife at the station door. Mounted to his cabin with his orders in his hand to take a farewell trip to the promised land. Casey Jones, mounted to his cabin door, it's Casey Jones, order in his hand, oh, it's Casey Jones, mounted to his cabin, he's gonna take a trip to the promised land. He looked at his watch and the watch was low, looked at his water and his water was low. To his farmer and the words he said, we're gonna reach a Bristol, but we'll all be dead. Just open up your water now and shovel in your coal. Put your head out the window, see my driver go. Runner, I will run until she leaves the rail, for I may down later with the wet down rail. Casey Jones, 8 hours later, I'm Casey Jones. Western Mail, CC Jones, 8 hours late, but it's 8 hours later with the Western Mail. Old Casey pulled up on that Reno hill, suited at the crossing with a noble thrill. Which money knew by the ancient mind that the man at the cradle was old Casey Jones. Casey pulled up in 2 miles of the place. Old number for shining right in the face. Turned to his farm and said, the boy, you better jump. While the two low components are just going to bump. Casey Jones, two low components, boy, it's Casey Jones. With pound to a pound, boy, it's Casey Jones. Locomotives, well, it's two locomotives that you're going to bump. Casey wake up one morning and it looked like rain. Around the pinnacle, Casey pulled his train. Look in the cabin at a Casey Jones. He's a good all rounder, but he's dead and gone. Casey Jones, good old rounder, Casey Jones.
Hi, this is Kurt Anderson, host of Studio 360 from Public Radio International. Every week we introduce you to the people who are creating and shaping our culture. Join us every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Hey, little dog.
kiss, honey. Hey, little dog, you're the one that I long to see. Say, little dog,
heat can have an adverse and random impact on FM signals as they move through the atmosphere to your radio. During the current hot weather, you may find that WRIR is not coming in as clearly as usual. Our transmitter and other systems are working well. It's the temperature distorting WRIR's broadcast after it leaves our tower. If you experience signal problems, the WRIR tech team wants to know. Email underwriting@wrir.org to report broadcast problems. Thanks. We're all looking forward to a break in the weather. And that was the Wilders right there with Hey Little Darlin' from their most recent album, Someone's Gotta Pay. They've got a new one that they're working, that they're just finished recording, I know, so can't wait for more from them. Wilmer Watts and his Lonely Eagles before that with Knock Down Casey Jones, and Ed and Hammonds before that with Casey Jones. I got my order a little mixed up. Before that was Flat and Scruggs with Foggy Mountain, and the Foggy Mountain Boys with Little Darlin' Pal of Mine, instrumentally. And before that we had the Carter Family doing Little Darlin' Pal of Mine, wordily. And it's 8:09 here on Edge of Americana. It's just me, Josh, in the studio tonight. Otto is out businessing himself with the business. And I'm just playing a bunch of old-time and bluegrass, trying to make amends for last week's freak folk weirdgrass neo-trad session that we had. So if you want to hear something in particular, give me a call, 804-649-9737. Otherwise, just sit back and let me do my thing. You can go online to WRIR.org, of course, to find the playlist and a lot of other information. I'm talking all over Melvin Wine right now while he plays Waiting for the Boatman. And coming up next, we're going to have the Red Fox Chasers with Devilish Mary.
The prettiest girl I ever seen, a devilish little Mary. had been married about 6 weeks. Started there to be parted. She bundled up for little nuts, and down the road she started drink. Come on, ding, come on, dearie. The prettiest girl I ever seen, devilish little Mary. Washed my clothes, no soap, none. The bag was all full of stitches. She let me know right on the start she was gonna wear the britches. Drank, come a dang, come a dairy. The prettiest girl I ever seen, a devilish little Mary. Every man, second time, won't be full of the riches. Be a little girl about 2 feet high, so she can't wear my britches. Ring, come a ding, come a dairy. The prettiest girl I ever seen, a devilish little Mary.
Determination to enforce the law. You can't have liquor, I'll tell you right now. If you drink anything, you'll get it from a cow. Lose, lose, I can't lose. I got the prohibition blues.
Do well, pick up stick and be her will.
He went off to Sandy Bed, and thus she said, but just a friend. He saw your wife a while ago, on with Will the Weaver. He went home in the devil of a wonder, knocked at the door just like thunder. Who is that the weaver cried? That's my husband, you better hide. Up a chimney, Willie Badger through the door, her husband in, searching all the walls around, not a soul could be found. He sat down by the fireside weeping, up the chimney got to peeping, there he spied a wretched soul sitting on the pot rack pole. He built on a rousing fire just to suit his own desire. Why, she cried with a free good will, don't do that, the man you kill. He put on a little more fuel, why she cried, my love, adieu. Take him down and spare his life, you want me to be your loving wife. He ran up and down, he took him like a raccoon dog, he shook him. Where his wife beat him red, made poor Weaver wish he'd dead. He went home, his wife, she met him, up with a stick and down she set him, white, red, beat him blue, every word of this is true. Went home and why she met him up with a stick and down she said him white, white, beat him blue, every word of this is true.
John come home, all in a wonder, he rattled at the door just like thunder. Who is that, Mr. Henley cried? 'Tis my husband, you must hide. Then John sat down by the fireside weeping, and up that chimney he got the peeping. There he saw that poor old soul setting up a straddle of the pot rack pole. John built on a rousing fire just to suit his own desire. His wife got out with a free good will. Don't do that for the man you'll kill. Then John ranged up and down he fetched him like a coon. When a dog had catched him, he blacked his eyes and then did better. Kicked him out right on his setter. Then his wife, she crawled in under the bed, and he pulled her out by the hair of the head. And when I'm gone, remember then, he kicked her where the chinches had been. Now the law went down, and John went up. He didn't have the chance of a yaller pup. They sent him down to the old chain gang for beating his wife with a dear little thing. Well, John didn't worry, John didn't cry, but when he got back home, he socked her an eye. They took him right back to the old town jail, but his wife got lonesome and she paid his bail. Then the judge sent him back, made him work so hard, he longed to be home in his own front yard. They kept him there and wouldn't turn him loose. I could tell you more about him, but there ain't no use.
Wasn't that just a peppy little song right there? That's Doc Watson, Everyday Dirt, and that was not actually going to be on my playlist, but I noticed the similarity there between the previous track, which is Parker and Woolbright doing Will the Weaver, and that song, Everyday Dirt, pretty much the same basic premise, and also, frankly, many of the same rhymes. So there you go. So I decided to do it. The Allen Brothers before that with the Enforcement Blues, a.k.a. the Prohibition Blues. From 1928 recording, that is. And the Red Fox Chasers before that with Devilish Mary, from the complete recordings of the Red Fox Chasers on Tompkins Square Records, I do believe that one is. And here we are. It's 8:21, and you're listening to Edge of Americana. Well, I had some Doc Watson ready to go on the actual plan, so maybe we'll just keep that going and hear the Cyclone of Rye Cove. Not nearly as peppy or happy a tune as that last one, although that tune was a happy tune about spousal abuse. Nonetheless, it was a happy tune. So here's the Cyclone of Rye Cove. You can give me a call, 804-649-9737.
Oh, listen today to the story I tell. 'Tis saddened with tear-dimmed eyes how the dreadful cyclone that came this way and blew our schoolhouse away. Rye Cove, Rye Cove, the place of my childhood and home, where in life's early morn I once loved to roam, but now it's so silent and lone. When the cycle appeared, it darkened the air, and the lightning flashed over the sky. And the children all cried, don't take us away, Lord, spare us to go back home. Rye Cove, Rye Cove, the place of my childhood and home, where in life's early morn I once loved to roam, but now it's so silent and lone. The mothers so sad and fathers the same, they came to this horrible scene, searching and crying, each found their own child dying on a pillow of stone. Rye Cove, Rye Cove, the place of my childhood and home, where in life's early morn I once loved to roam, but now it's so silent and lone. Lord, give us a home far beyond the blue sky, where storms and cyclones are unknown, and there we'll stand and gladly clasp hands with their children in their heavenly home. Rye Cove, Rye Cove, the place of my childhood and home, where in life's early morn I once loved to roam, but now it's so silent and lone.
This is Eck Robinson playing Leather Breeches from the Lost City Ramblers playing my accompaniment.
two exhibitions that consider the physical, social, and cultural aspects of identity will be on view this summer at the Anderson Gallery, 907 West Franklin Street on the campus of VCU. Social Skin, organized by graduate students in the VCU Museum Studies program, plus photographs by Moroccan-born, New York-based artist Lala Essaidi, are on view through August the 1st. The Anderson Gallery is free and open to the public Tuesday through Sunday, noon until 5 p.m. For more information, visit www.vcu.edu/arts/gallery or call 804-828-1522. And WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman and Knowles. Kaufman and Knowles is a full-service law firm serving the legal needs of Richmond-area businesses in commercial litigation, commercial real estate, corporate law, municipal finance, employment, and securities law. Kaufman and Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond businesses. For more information, 804, you can call 804-771-5715 or visit www.kaufmanandknowles.com. Well, it's 8:29 here on Edge of Americana, and we got about a half an hour left in tonight's programming. You just heard Eck Robertson and the New Lost City Ramblers doing Leather Breeches, and Doc Watson before that with the Cyclone of Rye Cove. This is Lewis Thomason right now with a beautiful tune called Sevastopol. And we'll move on with some more modern, at least in age, Eastern Kentuckians doing Wild Bill Jones right after this.
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
And this is Selena, my good friend Selena. I've known her ever since she was a little kid.
As I was walking out one night, I couldn't have found Wild Bill Jones. He was walking, he was talking with some girl I loved. I begged him to leave her alone. We'll be right back.
Oh man, Joseph Spence coming in on a wing and a prayer. How could I possibly try to interrupt that with anything, really. Just gorgeous. I could listen to that guy play all day. Before that, Danny Nicely and Will Lee, also instrumental but a very different energy level. Pike County Breakdown from their album Murders, Drownings, and Lost Loves. Camp Creek Boys before that with Cider Mill, and we started it with John Haywood featuring Ponte's Camper doing their kind of rockin' version of Wild Bill Jones. And that's where we are. Tape 46, you're on Edge of Americana for just another 13 minutes and 45 seconds or so. So let's just see how much we can get through in that amount of time. How about, huh? Here's Matt Kimmon, the Ramblin' Hobo. He's doing Broken Down Gambler right here on WRIR. Thank you.
much of it.
Time.
Oh, Ernest, poor Mr. McKinley. He gets sung about so much, and it always ends the same. He's dead. So you know, what are you going to do? That was Ernest Stoneman, of course, The Unlucky Road to Washington from 1928 Edison Recordings. Before that, Carter Brothers and Son, Give Me a Chaw Tobacco. And Murph Gribble, John Lusk, and Albert York doing The Powder Roller Will Catch You from Altamont Black String Band Music. And we started it with Matt Kimmon and the Old Time Serenaders, Broke Down Gambler, old Charlie Poole's hoon. And it's 8:57. We're going to go out with one more, and then it's time for the Lee Show. Who knows what Lee will be talking about today? Only Lee.
A tribute
to Hank Cochran, one of the greatest country songwriters ever invented. I was just telling Lee all about it just a second ago. So we'll go out like this with a little Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard. Thanks for listening. Next week it'll be all auto because I'll be out of town. So who knows what it's going to be.
Never do look sour. We travel around the country a picking by the hour.